With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia has an update on that missile that struck the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad.
A missile has struck a helipad inside the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad, and debris from an intercepted Iranian drone hit an oil facility in the United Arab Emirates. This came a day after President Donald Trump says the U.S. destroyed military sites on an island vital to Iran's oil network and warned that the island's oil infrastructure could be next if Iran continues to interfere with the passage of ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Trump said U.S. forces obliterated targets on Karg Island, home to the primary terminal that handles Iran's oil exports. Meanwhile, an American official said more than 2,000 Marines and an amphibious assault ship are being sent to the Middle East. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
And U.S. officials say 2,500 more Marines and an amphibious vessel are on their way to the Middle East. As Operation Epic Fury continues, the effort showcases remarkable cooperation between Israeli and American pilots.
Before a bombing mission targeting Iranian assets, Israeli and American pilots exchanged mutual respect and encouragement. The joint campaign has reportedly achieved decisive military successes, including air superiority and the death of Iran's supreme leader.
That is correspondent Ron Taylor reporting. Wild weather in the forecast all over the place in coming days.
We do have a significant winter storm that's going to move across the portions of the northern plains into the Great Lakes region. Already snowing today across portions of Montana. That's going to move across the Dakotas as we go through the day today. And then by tonight into tomorrow, snowing, very heavy snow from portions of Minnesota, Wisconsin, into northern Michigan.
Mark Chouinard with the National Weather Service says a heat dome will settle over parts of the west and southwest this weekend into next week. This is SRN News. Oregon Democrats have rejected legislation that would have protected infants.
Ashley Sadler of Oregon Right to Life says, quote, pro-abortion lawmakers in the Oregon Senate voted against bringing a bill to the floor that would require doctors to provide the same standards of care to babies born alive during failed abortions as newborns delivered under unusual circumstances. 18 states have laws that provide such protections for babies who survive abortion, and polls indicate that most Americans support such measures. Michael Harrington reporting.
Cologne Cathedral, that's a famous German landmark and popular tourist attraction, will start charging an admission fee to visitors as church officials struggle with rising maintenance prices. They say inflation and rising personnel costs have led to a constant increase in the price of upkeep for the building. The gigantic twin-spire church towers over Cologne's main railway station next to the Rhine River. This is SRN News. A major CEO is leaving Washington State.
Starbucks founder Howard Schultz has announced his family is moving from Seattle to Miami following Washington Democrats' passage of a 9.9% income tax on those earning over $1 million annually.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. Starbucks will open a corporate office in Nashville. For baseball's tallest hitters, robot umpires should bring consistency to a tricky strike zone. Keith Peters reports.
The robot umpire system for overturning ball strike calls is going to be used in regular season games in the majors this year. The top and the bottom of the strike zone for baseball's biggest giants have long been two difficult areas for umpires, but the ABS system provides an opportunity for a closer look. Keith Peters reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.